This is Chris Cosentino from Encanto Restaurant in San Francisco and Chefs vs. City. You're listening to Restaurant Radio.
Broadcasting live from Chicago, heard in great affiliates around the country, worldwide, on the internet, Restaurant Radio with Dane Neal and Tom Rabelletti. The website, restaurantradio.tv. Tom, when you can discover your passion for what you do, just like you did so many years ago, you're way ahead of the game. And when you can do it, win a contest and get some great stuff for charity, then you are way, way ahead of the game. It is the Sears Challenge, and one of the contestants is Chef Sally Cameron. Chef Sally, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for talking with me.
You should be a little bit more enthusiastic, Chef Sally. You sound a little laid back. What's wrong? Something wrong today?
Oh, man. When I'm cooking, I'm always fired up.
But yeah, so many exciting things happening and coming up, and you're part of this big thing with Sears. Talk a little bit about the contest and how you are going to win some great prizes for your charity.
Well, Sears has done something really great. There's all of us chefs across the country competing for charities, and I am competing for the Saddleback Church Food Pantry that serves hundreds of families every month in Orange County. And also, if I win any appliances, I'm going to donate those to the Sheepfold in Orange, California, and they are a center for abused women and their children, and they take them into safe homes, and of course those safe homes have kitchens, and I'm sure they'd love to have some beautiful new appliances. So it's been lots of fun, it's been very exciting, and right now we're in the voting phase. So if you go to searschefchallenge.com, you can vote for me and help me to win for those charities.
Wow, that's awesome.
Jeez. Once it's all over, how many people will have been in the challenge?
There's 12 in the first phase and 12 in the second phase, and then eventually the winners of each phase will go head-to-head in the November time frame at the Kenmore Studios live in Chicago.
Oh, wow. Backyard.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to cover that. Well, in every show, we talk about the passion people have for what they do and how they got into food. You got into it a little later in life, but you know, when you can get into the thing that you love, you know, that's exciting. So talk about that, how you found you decided you wanted to make food, what you're going to do for your life.
Yeah, just a little bit late. I was like grandma when it came to culinary school, running around with all the kids. Yeah, I was 45 when I went to culinary school. I was in the middle of a very successful career in corporate America in high tech, but I came to a period where I was laid off real briefly, and I got to ask the really big top life questions. Are you doing what you're passionate about anymore, and are you using the gifts you've been given? And the answer was no. And I thought, okay, my passion is cooking, my passion is food, my passion is feeding people. I have to find a way to make the change. But I also needed a professional level education. So I found a school, the Art Institute in Orange County, and they were just starting up with weekend and night classes. So I went to school full-time, nights and weekends, and full-time I worked during the day for 2 years to get my culinary degree. And then a few years later, I was able to leave and start my business, Everyday Gourmet, which offers personal chef services and catering, and I teach, and I write a food blog as well.
I mean, you're a real go-getter. When you wanted to do something, you went into it 110%, and that is very, very exciting. Well, talk about liking food and obviously loving to cook. It's probably a love for food as well. What are some of the dishes that you think are your specialty or that you really enjoy preparing?
Well, one of my real signature dishes is a wonderful pork tenderloin dish, and I have a secret dry rub and a secret sauce that I've made up and developed recipes for over the years, and I smear the pork tenderloin with a nice thick layer of my spiced dry rub, and then I sear it off, and then I coat it in the apple barbecue glaze, the spiced apple barbecue glaze, and then I finish it off in the oven, and it doesn't take very long at all, so it's something that you can get done quickly, and it's delicious, and it's elegant enough for having a barbecue, having families over, having friends over, but it's also quick enough that you can do it, you know, during the week for family, so I love to do that.
Well, it sounds delicious. Talk about how people can get involved with Everyday Gourmet.
Pork's my favorite,
well,
by the way.
They can go to my website, which is, I've had to shorten the domain name, it's evgourmet.com, that's my business, and then my food blog is just sallycameron.com. And if they go to sallycameron.com, they can link back to my business site. And then the food blog, we're trying to get a blog out each week. My husband is the photographer, so he has shot all the food on it for me, and I've done the food styling, and then we're also starting to do blogging live as we travel. And we've done a little bit of U.S. travel that we've done so far, like Washington, D.C. and Santa Fe. And the big trip for this year is we're going to Italy for 2.5 weeks in October. So we hope to be blogging and shooting and uploading every day while we're on the road. That'll be a lot of fun, too.
Nice. Well, we'll put a link on the website for that so people can kind of keep track of you and your husband as you travel the globe cooking. And again, cooking for good causes. One more time, give the information how people can vote for you for the Sears Chef Challenge.
Sears Chef Challenge. It's kind of a mouthful. Say it fast 3 times.
I know.
Sears Chef Challenge. .com, and there's an orange button there that says vote. So you go on and you can vote for one chef per city, and I'm obviously in Los Angeles. You can vote every day. You can vote once a day. So they need to go in and vote every single day between now and July 10th. And it's very, very competitive with the voting. And then the chef in each city who wins the semifinals will win a $5,000 donation for their food pantry and then an appliance of choice, which I happen to be donating as well. So SeerChefChallenge.com and vote for Sally Cameron, please.
I like the cause. That's a great idea to help. That's really good. And we wish you, I hope you win. I mean, we'll do it the Chicago way. We'll vote 4 or 5 times a day for you.
Oh, that would be great. You can vote from all your emails. It's okay.
There you go.
Well, we love your energy and love everything you're doing. Hope people will get out there and vote for you. Chef Sally Cameron, thanks so much for being in Restaurant Radio.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
You too. Quick break. We'll be back right after this. New